Wait. Okay.
Tulsi Devi, The Epitome of Bhakti by Nandini Radha Devidasi. Tulsi means matchless, someone who has no comparison. Srimati Tulsi Devi is one of the most exalted devotees of Sri Hari and is all auspicious. Without her mercy, one cannot make progress in spiritual life. So who is she, and how did she acquire such a sublime status? How can we worship her, and what can we achieve by worshiping her? Why does Sri Krishna not accept anyone's worship without Tulsi? Tulsi Devi is an expansion of Srimati Vrinda Devi, the embodiment of Krishna's pastime potency, Lila Shakti, who resides eternally in Goloka and organizes all the transcendental pastimes between Srimati Radharani. Vrinda Devi is the predominating goddess of the forest of Vrindavan, and as Tulsi, she is an Radha. She appeared 5,000 years ago in Krishna's earthly Leelas. Tulsi had a strong desire to obtain Sri Krishna as her husband and practiced extreme austerities. While in Goloka, a cowherd boy named Sudama was greatly attracted by Tulsi Gopi and wanted her as his wife. However, Sudama was cursed by Radharani to become a demon, and he descended on earth as Sankashuta. In turn, Tulsi also descended as the daughter of King Dharmadvaja and Queen Madhavi. On earth, Tulsi Devi performed severe austerities, such as sitting in fire in the hot season and in water in the cold season, eating only leaves, living on air, living without any food. These austerities were done so that her beloved Lord Krishna would become her husband. Lord Brahma came to Tulsi and said her wishes would be fulfilled in due course of time. However, now she was to marry Sankachuta. At the same time, Sankachuta also practiced austerities for becoming invincible and obtained the all-auspicious protective shield amulet from Lord Brahma. He also obtained a boon from Brahma that his death would occur only when the amulet was removed from his body and the chastity of his wife was lost. Sankachuta met Tulsi Devi in the forest and married her. As a result of acquiring such extraordinary power in the form of the amulet and the highly chaste Tulsi Devi as his wife, he started harassing the demigods extensively with the intent of disposing them of their realm and wealth. Out of sheer despair, the demigods approached Lord Brahma for help, who in turn approached Lord Vishnu. Analyzing the situation carefully, Lord Hari disguised himself as an elderly Brahmin and went to the battlefield to beg in charity. There, in response to this Brahmin's request, Sankachuta gave him his protective amulet. Lord Hari then assumed the form of Sankachuta and went to the palace where Tulsi was waiting for her husband's return. Assuming Lord Hari to be her husband, Tulsi enjoyed a conjugal relationship with him, thus breaking her chastity, whereupon Lord Hari revealed his original form. Seeing that she was cheated by Lord Hari in a deceitful manner, Tulsi Devi was enraged and cursed him to become a stone as a result of his stone-hearted behavior. In turn, Lord Hari gave Tulsi Devi the benediction that she would eternally reside with him as his consort in Vaikuntha. Her present body would turn into the Gandaka River, and her beautiful hair would turn into small trees known as Tulsi. Lord Hari himself would take the form of stones, Shalagram Shilas, and live on the banks of the Gandaki. Thus, these intricate pastimes were performed so that Lord Krishna could honor his pure devotee and fulfill her desire. Tulsi and Shalagram eternally live as husband and wife and are never separated. Are you ready?
Finish your reading.
Well, it could be done now.
Is there more?
Yep.
Well, then read it.
Well, I mean, it's a whole thing.
Read the story.
Tulsi is the source of bhakti, the path to Krishna's heart, and the personality who helps us in developing devotion for the Lord. Tulsi is the essence of all devotional activities. The leaves, flowers, roots, bark, branches, trunk, and shade of Tulsi Devi are all spiritual. Her glories are immeasurable. One who with devotion applies sandalwood paste with a tulsi leaf to the deity of Krishna will always live close to Krishna. One who puts mud from the base of the tulsi tree on his body and worships the deity of Krishna gets the result of 100 days worship each day. One who offers a tulsi manjari to Lord Krishna gets the benefit of offering all other varieties of flowers, and he goes to the abode of Krishna. One who sees or comes near a house where the tulsi plant is present gets rid of all his sinful reactions, including that of killing a Brahmin. Lord Krishna happily lives in the house, town, or forest where Tulsi Devi is present. A house where Tulsi Devi is present never falls on bad times and becomes purer than all holy places. The fragrance of Tulsi Devi purifies all who smell it. Without tulsi leaves, Lord Krishna does not like to accept flowers, food, or sandalwood paste. One who puts into his mouth or on his head tulsi leaves that have been offered to Lord Krishna attains Lord Krishna's abode. In Kali Yuga, one who worships, remembers, plants, keeps, or performs kirtan before tulsi burns up all sinful reactions and quickly attains Lord Krishna's abode. One who worships Lord Krishna with tulsi leaves releases all his ancestors from the realm of birth and death. One who remembers the glories of tulsi or tells others about them will never take birth again. One time, desiring to know what kind of worship would please Krishna, Srimati Radharani approached her friend Chandranana. After reflecting for a moment, Chandranana informed Srimati Radhika that Lord Krishna's association could be achieved through serving tulsi in 9 ways: gazing at her, touching her, remembering her, glorifying her, bowing down before her, offering prayers to her, planting her, watering her, and worshipping her. It is said that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, is sometimes envious of the tulsi leaves which are placed at the lotus feet of the Lord, for they remain fixed there and do not move, whereas Lakshmiji, although stationed by the chest of the Lord, sometimes has to go to satisfy her numerous devotees. In the Nectar of Devotion, service to tulsi is glorified as one of the items of devotional service. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that although flowering plants like the Mandara, Kunda, Kurabaka, Utpala, Champaka, Arna, Punaga, etc., etc., are full of transcendental fragrance, they are still conscious of the austerities performed by tulsi. For tulsi is given special preference by the Lord, who garlands himself with tulsi leaves. In the Skanda Purana, there is a statement praising the tulsi tree as follows: "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the tulsi tree, which can immediately vanquish volumes of sinful activities. Simply by seeing or touching this tree, one can become relieved by all distresses and diseases. Simply by offering obeisances to and pouring water on the tulsi tree, can one become freed from the fear of being sent to the court of Yamaraj, the king of death? If someone sows a tulsi tree somewhere, certainly he becomes devoted to Lord Krishna. And when the tulsi leaves are offered in devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna, there is the full development of love of God. All glories to Srimati Tulsi Devi." Nandini Radha Devi Dasi is a university professor and congregational member of New Dwarka Dham and a regular contributor to the annual New Dwarka Dham souvenir book. That's where this is from. She's a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, and she is a volunteer at the ISKCON Prison Ministry. So we all bless her for giving. Oh, is that Nitika? Oh, yes, we bless her for giving us such nectar.
Show them the picture of the book.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Now we're going to sing.
Yes, probably.
The first thing we're going to do is Tulsi Kirtan. I lead, and then you respond. Oh, I got to get you headphones. Wait.
And this is another picture right here, which I thought was really ecstatic, of Tulsi. I don't know if you can see it. Anyway, there's Tulsi's skirt, and there's Tulsi, and they put a veil. They put a veil over her with some kind of a wire, so it looks like a veil. And that's when they do the Tulsi wedding, which is ecstatic. They do that every year.
Very good.
I don't know what I hear. I hear the...
Well, there's... You hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. And you hear the tambora?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I hear it
out
there.
No, you can't
Hello.
Hear it.
Woo! Hi, Bo.
Can you hear your voice?
Sort of. Yeah.
You want to give me the shaky things?
Which ones?
The round shaky things.
The cucarachas?
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to do Tulsi Kirtan. Let's get the drums and let me get the words. Here we go.
I think everyone liked the Tulsi reading. They're making little comments.
Good. All right. So let's see now. Here we go. I lead, you respond. Now let's do something cool here. Yes. Yes. Yeah. This is dedicated to Antardweep and Chitraka Das, the two managers of Mayapur.tv who got me involved with webcasting. And I will stay with Mayapur.tv. Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Hei Abhilasi.
Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Hei Abhilasi.
That sounds like an angel. Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha.
Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha.
Yitomara Sharanaloy Taravancha Puranahoy.
Yitomara
Kori, Orotare Vrindavana Vasi
Kripa Duri Orotare Vrindavana Vasi
Tulsi Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Tulsi Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Hey Abhilashi
Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Hey Abhilashi
Mora Hey Abhilash Vilas Kunje Giovas
Mora Hey
Sada Yugala Rupa Rashi
Nayane Harivakara Yugala Pustavasi
Tulsi Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Tulsi Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Hey Abhilashi
Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Hey Abhilashi
Hey Nivedana Dhara Shakira Anugatha Koro
Hey Nivedana Dhara Shakira Anugatha Koro
Seva Adhikara Koro Nija Dasi
Seva Adhikaro Nije Koro Nija Dasi
Talase Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Talase Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Hey Abhilashi
Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Hey Abhilashi
Hina Krishna Dase Koi Hey Ena Mora Hai
Hina Krishna Dase Koi Hey Ena Mora Hai
Shri Radha Govinda Prime Sadayena Vasi
Shri Radha Govinda Prime Sadayena Vasi
Talase Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Talase Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Hey Abhilashi
Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Hey Abhilashi
Talasi Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Talasi Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Yani Kani Cha Papani Brahmahat Yadi Kani Cha Tani tani pranasyanti pradakshina pade padi
Yani kani chappapani brahmahachadikani cha Tani tani pranasyanti pradakshina pade pade
Yani kani chappapani brahmahachadikani cha Tani tani pranasyanti pradakshina pade pade
Yani kani chappapani brahmahachadikani cha Tani tani pranasyanti pradakshina pade pade
Talasi Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Talasi Krishna Priyasi Namo Namaha
Jaya Tulsi Devi Jaya Tulsi Devi Jaya Tulsi Devi Jaya Tulsi Devi
Jaya Tulsi Devi Jaya Tulsi Devi Tulsi Devi Jaya Tulsi
Brinda Devi, Jaya Brinda Devi.
Jaya Brinda Devi, Jaya Brinda Devi, Jaya Brinda Devi, Jaya Brinda Devi.
Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. See?